Imagine you've just stepped into a bustling city that feels worlds apart from your own. Suddenly, you're not just dealing with a different language, but a myriad of subtle cues, unspoken rules, and distinctive behaviors. This is the challenge and adventure of understanding cultural norms, the unwritten guidebook to societal interactions in any given place. Dive into the world of cultural norms with us, where we're going to explore how these invisible forces shape the way societies operate. From the bustling streets of New York City to the serene coastlines of California, we're going to unravel the vast tapestry of cultural norms in the United States. We'll be right back after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Understanding these shared expectations and behaviors is like learning a secret language. It can unlock deeper connections with people, smooth over social interactions, and help you feel more at home in a foreign land. So whether you're a non-native English speaker looking to navigate American society better, or just someone who is fascinated by the intricacies of different cultures, come along on this exciting journey of discovery. You're not just learning about the customs and traditions, you're learning the rhythm of a society, the dance steps to a countrywide ball. And by the end of it, you'll not only understand American cultural norms better, but you'll also have a handy guide to learning about cultural norms anywhere you go. So if you're ready, let's embark on this exploration together. Have you ever wondered why we drive on the right side of the road in some countries, but on the left in others? Or why some people find it more polite to burp after a meal, while others see it as the height of rudeness? Well, my friends, what you're encountering are cultural norms. These are the shared expectations, rules, and behaviors that societies or groups find acceptable. A sort of invisible playbook guiding how we interact with each other. These norms can be explicit, like the laws of a land, or they can be implicit, like the unwritten rules of a gentleman's club. A great example of the latter is how many of us know instinctively that it's inappropriate to talk loudly on a phone in a quiet restaurant. There's no law against it, but it's a cultural norm that we've absorbed over time. Our cultural norms are the mirror of our values, beliefs, and customs. They shape not only our individual behaviors, but also our societal expectations. It's like a cultural echo, bouncing back and forth between individuals and the society at large, shaping each other in an ongoing dialogue. Just as no two societies are the same, cultural norms can vary significantly from one culture to another. They evolve over time, reacting to societal changes, technological advances, and other influences. They're as dynamic and diverse as the people who embody them. The better we understand cultural norms, the more effectively we can move through different cultures, whether we're traveling abroad or navigating our multicultural world at home. Picture this, a nation composed of a kaleidoscope of cultures, a mosaic of individuals hailing from every corner of the world. This is the United States, a place where diversity isn't just a buzzword, it's a lived reality. Because of its diverse population and rich history, this nation serves up a fascinating smorgasbord of cultural norms. Prominent among these norms are the values of individualism, equality, and respect for personal space. Now, let's take a moment to appreciate what that means. Imagine a society where every person is seen as a unique individual with their own dreams, opinions, and ideas. That's the cultural norm of individualism, and it's deeply ingrained in the American psyche. It's why you'll often hear phrases like, follow your dreams, or be yourself in everyday conversation. Next up, equality. The American Declaration of Independence famously states that all men are created equal, and that ethos is baked into the nation's cultural norms. It doesn't mean that the U.S. is a perfect utopia of equality, far from it, but it does mean that striving for equal rights and opportunities is a central part of the American cultural narrative. Lastly, respect for personal space. This might be a surprise for those hailing from more communal cultures. In the U.S., it's common to stand a little further away from each other when conversing, respecting each other's personal bubble. And no, it's not because Americans are antisocial. It's just that personal space is seen as a boundary reflecting one's individuality. All of these cultural norms, and many more, reflect how the U.S. values personal freedom, individuality, and equality for all. You can see this mirrored in the nation's laws and social behaviors, which prioritize individual rights and freedoms. It's a fascinating study of how a nation's history, diversity, and values shape its cultural norms. Now I'd like you to picture this: a group of friends gathered around a barbecue, each person animatedly telling their own stories, passionately sharing their unique experiences. You've just walked into the cultural norm of individualism, a core characteristic of American society. It's challenging to sum up a nation as diverse as the U.S. with a few broad strokes, but some cultural norms seem to pop up again and again, creating a uniquely American rhythm. These norms include individualism, equality, respect for personal space, time consciousness, and informality. Think about how Americans champion the idea of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. It's all about the individual effort and the power to shape one's own destiny. Then there's the American way of treating time almost like a precious commodity. Time is money, right? If you've ever felt the pressure of arriving fashionably late, only to find the party in full swing, you've experienced this time consciousness. Punctuality is seen as a sign of respect and professionalism. So don't be surprised if meetings start precisely on the dot. As for informality, this isn't about forgetting good manners, but about breaking down unnecessary barriers. You'll notice this in the way that Americans often use first names instead of titles. So if you're Dr. Smith, don't be surprised if you're soon just Jane to your new American friends. We'll be right back after this short break. Now that we've dipped our toes into American cultural norms, let's wade a little deeper. Other norms that frequently bob up in the cultural currents of the U.S. are respect for authority, a competitive spirit, informal language use, and direct communication. First up is respect for authority. The U.S. might be a hotbed of individualism, but that doesn't mean that Americans don't respect authority figures. From teachers to police officers, there's an understanding that these roles serve to maintain order in society. Next up, America's competitive spirit. Some might call it cutthroat. Others see it as a driving force of innovation and progress. Competition is seen as a way of raising the bar, pushing individuals to reach their full potential. Language in the U.S. can often be informal, even in professional settings. You'll notice this in the prevalence of slang and colloquial language. It's not uncommon to hear phrases like catch you later instead of a formal goodbye. Finally, let's talk about the American preference for direct communication. In America, beating around the bush is often seen as confusing or even insincere. So if someone is being frank with you, Don't be taken aback. It's just another cultural norm, valuing transparency and straightforwardness. Remember, these are broad generalizations, and not every American might adhere to these norms. But understanding these norms can provide a useful starting point to navigating and appreciating the cultural landscape of the United States of America. You've just landed in the United States, a bustling world of diverse cultures, and you're keen to dive into the American way of life. Well, buckle up, because you're in for a journey of discovery. Non-native L2 English speakers often find that understanding cultural norms can greatly enhance their communication skills and social fluency in America. The good news is that there are several strategies to speed up this exciting process. First up, the power of observation. Become a people watcher. It's like reality TV, but better. Observing can provide a treasure trove of information about societal expectations and norms. When in doubt, don't hesitate to ask for clarification. Americans are generally known for their openness, and most would be glad to help explain something that seems puzzling. These exchanges can lead to a deeper understanding and even form the basis of new friendships. Thirdly, immerse yourself in American literature and articles. These resources can give you a peek into the collective American mind and how it ticks. Understanding why Thanksgiving is celebrated or why the Super Bowl is a massive event can shed light on American cultural norms. Finally, consider enrolling in a class. Platforms such as ours, Exploring Academy, offer courses designed to boost your English speaking confidence, improve your communication skills, your cross-cultural awareness, and also help you reach social fluency. We provide a space where you can safely practice the strategies that we've discussed and further explore the nuances of American cultural norms. So I hope to see you there. You can sign up at academy.explearning.co. As we bring our cultural exploration to a close, let's take a moment to reflect. Understanding cultural norms is more than an intellectual exercise. It's the key to unlocking the door to effective communication and rich interpersonal connections, especially in a diverse society like the United States of America. Cultural norms like individualism, equality, respect for personal space, time consciousness, and informality aren't just abstract ideas. They are lived experiences that shape the everyday lives of Americans. They color how people interact at work, socialize at parties, and even how they behave on the open road. So, for non-native L2 English speakers, getting a handle on these norms can be like deciphering the secret code of American life. The more aware you are of these norms, the better equipped you'll be to connect meaningfully with others, to understand the rhythm of American life, and to feel at home in this vibrant, diverse country. Remember, understanding cultural norms isn't a destination. It's a journey. So keep observing, keep asking, and keep learning. And most importantly, don't forget to keep enjoying the ride. We'll be right back after this short break. Well, folks, we've embarked on quite the journey together, haven't we? We've delved into the world of cultural norms and unraveled some of the hidden threads that shape the colorful tapestry of American society. And now, as our adventure draws to a close, it's time to take stock of all that we've learned. Cultural norms, these fascinating interplays of societal rules and accepted behaviors, act as the invisible puppet strings orchestrating the grand performance of society. They vary widely, reflecting the many faces of humanity, influenced by our diverse populations and enriched by our historical backgrounds. In the cultural melting pot that is the U.S., several norms stand out. Individualism, equality, respect for personal space, time consciousness, and informality make up the stars and stripes of American culture. For non-native speakers, understanding these cultural norms is like being handed a roadmap to navigate the bustling streets of American social life. But the beautiful thing about this journey is that it's not a solitary one. You're not alone in trying to decipher these norms. Whether you're observing the people around you, asking for guidance, reading about American history and culture, or enrolling in a language and culture class, you're engaging with a supportive community. And in this community, learning is a shared journey. Take Explearning Academy, for instance. Our courses are specifically designed to not just teach, but also inspire L1 and L2 speakers of English to grasp these cultural norms and improve social fluency. We provide the tools to communicate confidently, proving communication skills and social skills while offering a platform to practice in a supportive, enriching environment. So here's a parting thought for you. Remember, this isn't just about learning a new culture. It's about becoming part of it. It's about understanding and embracing the norms so deeply that they become second nature. It's about becoming culturally fluent, a skill that opens doors, builds bridges, and fosters connections. So lace up your explorer's boots and keep stepping boldly onto the path of cultural discovery. This journey is as exciting as the destination. So here's to your journey of becoming an explorer. Thanks so much for joining me. Don't forget to hit that like and the subscribe button and share this video lesson with friends. I'll see you in the next one. Happy exploring, everyone.